Russian strategy reportedly changing. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A senior U.S. defense official says Russian troops appear to be backing off their ground assault on the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. And two Russian generals saying they're concentrating instead on the Donbass region to the east.
That would be hugely significant if it happens, but we should caution. Vladimir Putin himself is the only person truly calling the shots. And while there may be a desire to focus on the east, one chemical weapons attack, one tactical nuclear weapons strike could yet change everything.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. President Biden announcing Friday that he and the president of the European Commission have sketched out a plan to reduce Europe's dependence on Russian energy supplies.
Eliminating Russian gas will have costs for Europe. But it's not only the right thing to do from a moral standpoint. It's going to put us on a much stronger strategic footing.
The president then traveled to Poland for meetings with President Duda, speaking through a translator.
Your presence here, Mr. President, first of all, it sends a very big sign of unity. This is a huge sign of support and Euro-Atlantic unity, unity with my country, with Poland. It demonstrates great friendship between Poland and the United States and a very profound alliance. This is an evidence of great support.
President Biden also met with American troops deployed to Poland in support of NATO. The administration has won a round temporarily in the court battle over vaccine mandates in the military.
The Supreme Court said while a lawsuit brought by 35 sailors who refused on religious grounds to comply with a COVID-19 vaccine mandate plays out, the Navy may consider their vaccination status when it comes to making deployment decisions. At issue is whether the Navy has the discretion to limit deployment of unvaccinated people.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia continues to crack down on those who openly speak out against the invasion of Ukraine.
President Vladimir Putin had a video conference with leading figures in the art world on the occasion of Russia's Day of Culture. He lashed out at Western so-called cancel culture, blaming it for making Russia its latest victim. Putin complained the West is trying to erase 1,000 years of Russian culture, literature, and music. This is the screws tighten on those who tell the story of the war in Ukraine as it is. The latest one to pay a price for that, journalist Alexander Nevzorov, with a case opened against him for reporting on the attack on a Ukrainian maternity hospital. He faces charges of disseminating fake news, but says he considers what he did a, quote, heroic deed. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
Everett, Washington police officer Dan Rocha has been killed in the line of duty, shot to death in the parking lot of a Starbucks Friday afternoon. Police arrested the suspected gunman after he crashed his car while fleeing the scene. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has been found dead in a hotel room in Bogota, Colombia. The band was there for a concert, part of its world tour. No word yet on the cause of his death. Taylor Hawkins was 50. Friday was a night for underdogs in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
St. Peter's made history Friday, the first 15 seed to ever reach the Elite Eight as they continue their Cinderella run with a 67-64 win over Purdue. The Peacocks will now take on 8 seed North Carolina Sunday. The Tar Heels pass UCLA 73-66 to advance. Meantime, the lone 1 seed left in the men's bracket, Kansas, are on to the Elite Eight for the 10th time under head coach Bill Phil Self, defeating Providence 66-61. The Jayhawks will take on 10-seed Miami. They come away with a 70-56 victory over Iowa State for their first Elite Eight appearance in program history. Over in the women's bracket, 10-seed Creighton, top-seed overall South Carolina, 2nd-seed Texas, and reigning champion Stanford are all on to the Elite Eight. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.